1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another, you already know, podcast. Today's episode, I have a guest in the house. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, good evening, good day, good morning. How y'all doing? It's yours truly, H2O. How y'all doing?
Good. Nice to meet you, Mr. H2O. Who is H2O? What is this H2O?
It is a what, isn't it? H2O is actually an element. It's one of the elements of that God put on Earth. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a little bit of Ebonics, so I kind of thought about, man, water is like all over the world. You know, you can't grow anything. Nothing can survive without it. I thought it was cool, and when you just say water, it's like, water is cool, but what I found out what water is, it was a combination of hydrogen and oxygen that makes water, and so they just say H2O, so really is what, it's a what, like you say, H2O, I just use it as a nickname. I just think water is good, you know, my sign is Pisces, you know, so I think I'm a fish. I couldn't survive if I didn't have H2O, you know, I couldn't have, you know, without water. You know, my sign is the fishy things, you know, the two little fish going the opposite direction. That's what I see as a picture since I was a kid, the Pisces, is a, you know, two fish going the opposite way. You know, so I just thought, okay, I want something different. I didn't want something everybody else got and all that. So, you know, that's my nickname. It's H2O. But like I said, back to the Ebonics, to be honest with you, you know, you can't make juice without the water. I'm just telling you, you know, you can't make Kool-Aid without the water. You can put Kool-Aid, you can put the little powders and shake it up and put it in a cup if you want to. You drinking powder, you know, but at the end of the day, you put some water to it, shake it up, put a little sugar on it, you got some Kool-Aid, you know. You know. Oranges wouldn't even be around. Grapes wouldn't even be around. You open a grape, you have a grape, you'd have a raisin, you know, if it wasn't for water.
You are so funny.
I'm just saying. You know.
You just went in on what the H2O is.
Right. You can't make nothing without it, you know. So I basically just want to be the person that you can't do without, H2O,
ooh,
you know. So.
Wow. You're definitely the person I don't want to do without.
Okay. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Guys, you got an idea of who's in the house tonight, right?
A straight fool. Lish.
Yes, you are in all mine.
Facts.
Blushing. Yes, guys. So today on this podcast episode, my very first guest in the house, Mr. Woda.
Woda. I like that. Yeah. How you say it?
Woda.
Woda. Okay.
Mr. Woda.
I guess it's better than Woding, you know, like those people in New Orleans. What's up, Woding?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Woda.
Okay. Yes. So my very first guest, I am honored and have the pleasure of having my boo on the podcast tonight. And we were talking because we've been talking about doing this episode or doing some episodes together for a while and just timing. So tonight we are here late sitting up and I'm like, come on, let's record. What you want to talk about? And he's like, well, babe, we know what was the last four things you talked about. And I told him and he was like, let's talk about what is sacrifice. And he going to put in there a tagline with your selfish ass. Now, that is untrue. But anyway, let's talk about what is sacrifice.
Let me slide back a little bit before the lightning hit. Okay. All right. Okay. How y'all doing, ladies and gentlemen? So we're going to talk about sacrifice. I don't want to really speak about that because, you know, in life, we really do sacrifices. I mean, as parents, we sacrifice. In relationships, we sacrifice. In order to make commitments to ourselves, we sacrifice. You have to do a lot of sacrificing in life. And sometimes you have to stop and ask yourself, what sacrifices are you allowing yourself to do in order to proceed into whatever journey that it is that you're trying to accomplish. So I think that would be a good topic to talk about. What do you think?
I agree. So let's talk about that. So sacrifice. So we talk about, you know, sacrifices, the different sacrifices that you go through or that you do in order to do whatever it is you want to do. So one of the key things that you said just now was knowing where you want to go and the sacrifices that you have to make to get there. Mm-hmm. How important in a relationship, let's talk about relationships because, you know, we're in a relationship. So let's talk about relationships. From a relationship's perspective, how important is it for a man to know where he wants to go and the sacrifices that he wants to make in order to establish the relationship in the direction that he wants to go in? Because I truly believe that men know when they meet a woman exactly what they want. So you met me. Mm-hmm. We did not plan to be together. Let's mm-hmm. just put a caveat out there. It just kind of happened. Mm-hmm. Right. If y'all didn't hear that story, go to season 2, episode 1, Doing Love Again. I'll tell y'all all about how we met. It's August 3rd. So we're officially a year in. It's really went by really quickly. Gosh.
Time don't move back and move forward.
Right. It's been great. It's been fun. It's been fun. It's been really, really fun. But with that being said, we both had to sacrifice, right?
Right. And I say that deeply.
Oh, yeah. You got some little good baritone up in there.
Right.
But talk about that, though. At what point do you say, this is where I want to go, and these are the sacrifices that I'm willing to make? Give me a male's perspective on that one.
I mean, as the decisions is just based on progression, you know, some things that you want to hesitate on as far as sacrifices, you got to give to get, you know, and if you thinking you're going to just keep getting and not giving, it's not going to work. It never works. It never works on that. It's like a seesaw, you know. You can't have a feather on one side of the seesaw and your ass on the other. Excuse me. I mean, is this rated PG or can I say that word? Is it? Oh, okay. I was just making sure. Sorry, audience. I apologize about that. You know, just trying to keep it real. I guess that's the term.
No, I want you to keep it real.
Okay. All right. So back to the subject at hand. So as I was mentioning about the sacrifice, you know, got to give and take. And it is important to give and take. Seesaw. Yes. If you're the feather on one side and you're on the other side, guess what? You'll never get in the air. You'll always be on the inside. The feather will never get to see what the ground looks like. You never want to have a situation like that. You want to have it to be balanced where that, you know, give and take. Make it where that there's effort, you know, and understanding. So sacrifice, as far as a man's perspective, having to know when you have to make those sacrifices and the decisions as far as what goes on. It's kind of a gut feeling, and it also goes to the person who you are, because if you're a person that's selfish, you can't expect that person to be able to give and sacrifice, you know, and that should be something that's automatically caught and observed and recognized throughout the beginning stages of a relationship. I just think that it is what it is. So you have to analyze the person that who you are and who they are and see if it's a good fit, number one. So that's the introduction of when you actually meet each other and see where you're at. You know, if you see yourself and you test the waters, you always test the waters and see whether or not there is some willingness to want to give and take, you know. And I just think that from this end, it's a situation you can't really just say, okay, so if you do A, you do B, and you do C, it's going to become D. No, it's not going to really work like that. It just is. It's just a part of a flow of time and how time flows. So when it comes to just identifying when it's going to be the right time to sacrifice, it just is something that naturally should flow. But of course, you want to disconnect and disengage from anything that you think is not going to work out for you. Don't just try to say, well, maybe it's going to work. Maybe if I just hang on a little. No, don't. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do it. Please. Yeah. So it's just something that just should come natural.
Right. Right. And then, you know, just like Mr. Water, H2O. Yep. So funny calling him this nickname because I call him by something else. But Anyway,
this is rated PG. Don't go there with that. All that. That. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody ain't got to know the secrets. Okay. All right. but he's right though. For me, I would say that in the beginning, like I said, we weren't really looking for being in a relationship. We just kind of just met up, hung out, and we just vibed. And then, like, as you evolve in a relationship, in different stages, you sacrifice different things, right? And so, and then you see what the result is. One thing I can definitely say is don't sacrifice anything and then hold a grudge about what you've done, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, well, I did this for you and...
Tit for tat.
Yeah, the whole don't tit for that tat thing. Mm-hmm. I did this for you and now you should do this for me and, you know, walking around expectations. I know that's something that I work on and I'm continuously working on is that I don't want to be that way. For me, if I do something, I do something because I want to do it, right? And so it kind of piggybacks off of the last episode where I talk about, you know, would you change for him or her? And that change is you're sacrificing portions of you and who you are, who you're known to be, to fit the relationship, to fit the person that you're with, but they're not things that are making you a bad person, actually making you better. You know, someone who's really supposed to be there for you and, you know, someone you're connected to, they encourage you and they inspire you to be better. So the things that you stop doing, the things that you sacrifice, the things that you stop doing are only things that are making you a better person. It's not hurting you or harming you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're putting yourself in a situation where it's actually making you, like, not become better. You got something to say?
I was just going to say, you might want to go into some type of detail and elaborate, because sometimes in certain scenarios, you have to give an example of what exactly it is, because it could be all types of things. And in examples, it should be, like, situations of, like, time. Time is an important factor in life. You know, and like I mentioned before, it's one of my slogans, you know, time don't move back, it moves forward. And it really does. And when you put in the time into something, you want to get something in return. That's that ROI situation, return on investment. Mm-hmm. So that particular category and area I'm putting in time, you know, you have relationships. And I'll give you an example. Let's imagine if you're a basketball or football player, you know, and you have a significant other that you're involved with or what have you. Well, you're on the road most of the time. Most of the time. You see how I use that term, time? Mm-hmm. So what happens is it's not always where that they're always engaged with each other and in the presence of each other Monday through Sunday. So in situations of like that, there's a gap in the window of time. But in that time, there's still the commitment of whatever is being built as far as the relationship itself. Mm-hmm. So versus someone where that I live here, you live around the corner, we're right next to each other, matter of fact, we work together or what have you, we see each other every day, all day, 7 days a week, this, that, another, and the third. Time and sacrificing in time. You could be involved with someone and be in the same room with someone, work with the same person, be with this person, and be they live around the corner from you. And really, the time being spent could not even be the time that you really want, or the time that is being quality time. So sacrifice is given the main sacrifice time and attention, and that's where I talk about sacrifices, because like when a ball player comes back home and he goes to be with his significant other or her to be with her significant other or what have you, and they go into a moment of embracing themselves, seeing each other, and spending what they call the quote-unquote quality time with each other, that time has to be more concentrated on the term quality time, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that's part of a sacrifice because, of course, after the game, after he gets back, he might want to be able to have his own personal time to be able to do what he wants to do because he was away all that time working on the career field and things of that nature. But he also has to balance his time towards not only his selfishnesses as well as her or his needs, wants, and time. Yeah.
Wait, it sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah. So I was kind of throwing some jabs there, stabs there, somewhere in there a little bit, just lightly, you know, just little hooks there. Yeah, but anyway, I just mentioned that because it's a lot of times that it could be a situation where that you have to make sure that you sacrifice some of the time and you have to budget your time wisely. So when I talk about sacrifices, I like to talk about sacrifices in the terms of time.
Well, I definitely know how valuable your time is. And considering that we live quite a bit away from each other. I mean,
like
we
3 or 4 counties away?
Okay,
like
stop it. We do not live in a different states. Yeah. We do not live in different metropolitan areas. You just live on one side and I live on the other. Okay. All right. Anyway,
I didn't take a lunch this time when I came over. I just ate when I got here. I normally take a bag lunch, you know, in the route and so forth.
It's
87 degrees over at my side, and I come over here and it's pouring down thunderstorms, tsunami raining. You know, it does happen sometimes like that. You know, it's a little distance.
What that got to do with anything? I'm going to keep it real clean on this episode. Anyway,
okay.
So.
We got people listening. Okay. We had this conversation. Okay. Yeah.
So your whole example just now about time and sacrificing time and things like that and being away, blah, 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 blah. One thing I had to learn about this water man over here, the water bucket man, is that he likes his time to himself. I call it moment of atonement. That's what he calls it. Moment of atonement. I just need some moments of atonement. Right. And so what I realized is that, you know, that's something that I had to get to understand. And I'm doing much better. Thank you for giving me some credit.
Yeah, I'll give you credit on that. You have improved over the year. Yeah.
So at first it was hard because I'm like, I want to see you all the time. You're here, blah, 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 blah. And then as life evolves and we're doing different things and he's making moves, doing things, and I'm over here doing my thing, you know, the time that we do spend together, it's more of quality. It was always quality, but now it's more like I don't see you every day. But when I see you, I know that I'm sacrificing not seeing you every day like I would like to, because I know that you're doing the things that you need to do in order to get to where you want to go, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then we have it so that when you're here, you're here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But one of the things for me is like, well, I'm not going to be selfish knowing that I don't have anything to do, anything, you know, anything like special planned or anything like that where, you know, I expect you to sit up in a house with me anymore.
Oh, anymore. Okay.
Why did you roll your eyes up?
No.
You see something on the ceiling?
No, you finished it off.
Is something on the ceiling?
You finished the statement very well.
I think you should.
You made a statement after you said the words anymore. So it's a successful term. I'll continue. Go ahead. You were very, very.
Y'all should see me looking at him.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I was saying, if I'm sitting up in here with Ari or Ari's on a play date and I'm home, I'm not doing anything. Like, go ahead, boo, do your thing, whatever. See you later. Because why, if he wants to do stuff, why sit up in here with me? So for me, even though I would love to sit up and lay up with him all day, I don't. I just think about the things that he may want to do for himself on the weekend now, you know what I'm saying? And let him do his thing. And then when we get together and it's good. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a sacrifice. This is an example, but this is a sacrifice for me because I don't see him every day like I used to, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to come to terms with that. But not only that, I had to come to a point where I started to see things from your side and understand that, you know, there are things that you want to do on the weekend. It's not necessarily all the time with me and Ari and stuff like that. Sometimes you just want to go run the streets and shop and go look at this, go look at that, go do this, go do that. Just some moments by yourself. And I think that's one thing in a relationship is understanding, you know, though I may have what I want, you know, am I getting what I need from this person? Mm-hmm. And I feel like as long as you're getting what you need and you communicate your needs and the person is giving you what you need.
Right, Right. It's a give and take.
Everything else is extra. The wants are the extras.
Right.
Right? The needs are the necessities. This is what I need in order for me to be X, Y, and Z. So I know that I have to sacrifice this. You have to sacrifice this. And then let's come to a...
terms of agreement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, anything else you want to say about sacrifice?
No, I just feel like, I mean, because sacrifice is a very, very broad subject to talk about. And I try to just specify in the one area, and I always go into the time, for this particular conversation. Because time is important. And I mean, when it comes to time and sacrifice, it just doesn't go to the sacrifice of committing time to your significant other. Because really, you have to recognize what time is. And like I said before, time don't move back. It moves forward.
It's something that you never get back.
You never, ever want to be the what if.
You are so funny. And it's totally been a pleasure.
Talking
to you this evening. I hope you guys enjoyed my first guest, Mr. Woda. And on that note,
what? I love y'all.
Love y'all.
Do I get to see what they look like?
You a doggone nut, baby.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. Love you, baby. Hey, I love y'all out there. Maybe she might let me come back on the show another time.
You're definitely coming back. All right. I'm sure they would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Have a good one, guys. And don't forget, you sacrifice. You make those sacrifices for the ones and the one who is worth it. Make sure that you're in a position where you're not the only one on the sacrificing seesaw.
Right.
There's somebody on the other side who's sacrificing just as much as you are. And be sure to recognize their sacrifices. And I hope that they recognize yours as well. Yep. And on that note, have a good one. Until next time.
Holla at your touch bases. Get back with you.
'Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.